Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, and we're back. God bless each and every one of you. We're in the convention, and it's Friday morning, June 20, 2014. Come go with us, part two.
On the back, and you don't have to come back anymore because you've been healed and healed of dialysis. So many people have that diabetes and something. For our land that was here, so many people have to be in the food or water or something. Too many people have it. And let me tell you something. The Lord can hear you in dialysis and everything, take you off the machines and everything else. She's giving witness to that. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
He was a cancer, and he healed all kinds of diseases. So thank God for you. I want to get a couple more praise reports. I don't want to spend more time myself. You have a praise report? You ought to jump in there. The line is open to you. I think I heard you still. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God, my pastor, Bernard Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, and all the saints on the prayer line. I tell you, the devil was really busy yesterday. He was trying to discourage me from getting to the convention center yesterday. But I thank the Lord that the Lord made a way for me and my children to get there on yesterday, because I was determined that I was not going to miss this First Fruits convention this year. I thank the Lord for Elder Jack Vaughn, for Bishop Jack Vaughn last night. Lord, that man really preached.
Yes, he
and
did.
I just thank the Lord that he made a way for me and my children to get there. And I thank the Lord for my pastor, Mother Johnson. I thank the Lord for Dr. Stern. I met her yesterday. She told me that my voice don't even fit the way I look. And I just thank the Lord for that lady. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm asking the saints to continue to pray for me and my children, that we grow stronger in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you.
I got you. We praise God for you. Praise God for you.
Thank
you know, saints on the line. Saints on the line. I want to tell y'all, I need y'all to push whenever we ask you to do something. You got to understand the enemy fights when it comes to the first fruits and giving God a big praise like you won't. You can't even imagine how the devil fights against it. How he fights against it. And then I asked y'all several times to get up. Other people asked you several times to send a gift to help us with it. Who do you think was fighting you every time you got ready to send the gift, every time you wanted to send a gift? The devil took it out of your mind. The devil did this. The devil did that. I'm telling you, he fights like you can't imagine when it comes to trying to keep us from giving God a big praise. That's why I need you to. I got a message called Push Past the Stench. It was a stench in the place. You had to push past the stench to get the blessing. And I need for y'all to push past the stench. Push past what the enemy is trying to do. Get it done. Get it done. Because, you see, together we stand. He tries to divide everything. Stand together. And I ask you all several times, send the gift, send the gift, send the gift, send the gift. I said it several times. Many other people said, send the gift, send the gift, send the gift. And you let the devil defeat you. It's not too late, though. Amen. Send the gift. We need your help. Because the devil is trying to fight us like you cannot imagine how he's trying to fight us. No matter, I ask you all, and I'm not trying to really give y'all a whip for this morning or something like that. I'm just asking you, send the gift. We need you here. And I'm going to ask Dr. Stern or whoever wants to speak this morning, come back and talk to us. Because the enemy doesn't want us, you know, to have what we need. He doesn't want us to have it because he's trying his best to block. He's a jealous fiend. He doesn't want us to give God or push this idea about giving God all these praises. He don't have nobody to praise him like that. He doesn't want God to get it. So you have to get on the bandwagon with the Lord. Amen. Because when you don't move, you're getting on the bandwagon with the enemy, because you're not doing the perfect will of God. If God told you to send something, you didn't do it, that's sin. All failure doing to do God's will when you don't do what he asks you to do, that's coming in. So obey. We love you. We thank God for you. But I don't want to tell you how many didn't sin. I just thank those who did sin. Amen. God bless you. Pastor Stern, say a word on that, deep word on that, and we'll move forward.
Praise the Lord, saints. Praise the Lord. I can definitely agree with our leader, amen, about support when it comes to finance, amen. And we certainly, amen, never want to beat up on anyone because we don't know anybody's situation. Amen, praise the Lord. And we do not want anyone, amen, to feel like I don't have it, but if I had it, I would spend it. We're not talking about that type of person, but we are talking about those that do have it, and you can do it and sacrifice. Amen. I just want to tell you very briefly, it was a great sacrifice for me to come here. But I'm here, and I'm thanking God because it was in my heart to do so. And not only was it in my heart to do so, I'd never like to come without anything in my hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to encourage our very own, the family of First Fruit Prayer Line. You bless your own. Amen. Praise the Lord. You bless your house, and this is your house. Amen. Praise the Lord. And listen, means much when you put it in the master's hand. Regardless of how little you think it is, God adds up those $5 and $10 and $20. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I do know that in the body of Christ, the Bible says the poor will be with all always, and everybody is not poor. And you would not be blessed if you don't sow a seed. If you don't put something in the ground, nothing is going to come up. And you continue to sow seeds. And I know some of the saints have the attitude I've been sowing all my life. Well, you will sow until Jesus comes. And it comes in many ways. Amen. You could be living because of sowing your seed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord could have you where you are. Amen, because of sowing seeds. And we, the First Fruit Prayer Line, I saw the place, and I know in my spirit how much it costs, amen, for us to be in a nice place, air-conditioned, water for us, and a lot of room, amen. This place does not come with all of this in it, with the microphones and the music staff and so many other things, and my heart goes out. And I feel like even right after this is over, we need to prepare for next year so we won't be in this situation. And we don't want to put more emphasis on asking for money as we want to put the emphasis on praise of the Lord. But this is a need. This is a must. This is not a want. This is what we need. So won't you bless us? If you're not going to be at the a convention, at least sow a seed. Amen. Send it to Dr. Johnson. That's the best thing to do right now at Walmart. Amen. You know the procedure at Walmart. All you need to do, they do it. All you got to do is have the money. They do everything for you now. Right there standing. As long as you know that it's in Kansas, his name is Dr. Bernard, that's with the B-E-R-N-A-R-D, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. And the name hasn't changed the way you spell it, and you need to know the telephone number. I don't have the information before me, but most of you do know the telephone number because you call him, and he calls you. Amen. And Sister Gina will back me up with the number and how much you're going to send, and that's it. Won't you do that? I guarantee you, thanks of God, that the Lord will bless you back when you sow into good soil. This is good ground. This is a good house. Amen. And the Lord blesses the man of God. We need Dr. Johnson, and we want to encourage him, and we want to encourage him by saying that all the expenses is paid for. Well, you praise the Lord anyhow, but you can even go to another level when you don't have that pressure and that burden on you, knowing that I got to talk to someone and make arrangements like a bill to pay it. So I just want to say that, amen, and we're going to move on, but you get the message. And I'm going to be praying that the Lord move on your heart. Amen. You're going to want to know why I had to send this money, because I'm going to be praying while I'm here that the Lord will move on the first fruit prayer line. Amen. We should have a treasurer all the time anyway. Amen. We should be doing this on a monthly basis, sending in our commitment and pledges that we're going to bless the first fruit prayer line.
Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. We need to be doing it all the time. And when we do it all the time, amen, the first fruit prayer line should be prosperous in finances as well as in the spirit. And all of this is part of the kingdom of God. It takes money. Don't take money to get saved, but it takes money on the face of the earth. That's what God uses in exchange
Hello.
Of coins. God bless you. Back into your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Pastor.
To give the number out. That's why we need all of your information, your telephone number, address, and everything, because if we could sometimes just talk to the side and can move on in the spirit, we won't have to take up this time. So you need to make a conscious decision. If you didn't come, you ought to be able to give something to First Fruit for our lives. This is a big ministry, and
God
we need
you.
This ministry. God bless you all. It's my prayer. Back into your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you so much. And let me give you a phone number. When they give you a reference number at Walmart, call this number, 913-406-4845. 913. Are you ready? 913-406-4845. 4-5. Amen. Let the Lord bless you. Be a part of this, and God will bountifully bless you. Amen. Go to Walmart, send that, call us. Some people have sent money, but they never called us. Call 913-406-4845, and we'll receive your gift. God bless you. Anybody
Dr.
else want
Johnson.
To? Okay, go ahead.
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Gina, and I would like to give a praise report about this First Fruit Convention that's going on. Hopefully it will inspire someone on this line. On last night, something that has never happened during the First Fruit Convention happened on last night. Our very own founder and leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson, kicked the convention off last night. He himself presided in that convention on last night, and my, we had church up in there, saints, and for those of you all that didn't make it, those of you all that may have thought, well, I won't come Thursday, I'll come Friday, here, and so, y'all missed it. It's always good, as Dr. Johnson tells us, to get in on the ground floor, and last night we came in on the ground floor, and the Lord met us there. Bishop Bond brought a message about crossing over, and how it may look right now is not going to be like it's going to be in the future. He's spoken to the life of Dr. Johnson on last night and the First Fruit Prayer and Praise Convention, and he let us know that this is not what it's going to be always. So, saints of God that are on the line, y'all, we are a part of an awesome movement, the awakening. The Lord blessed up in there last night. Mother Johnson got so happy over there one time giving God the thank yous until I couldn't even get the microphone back to her from her. The mothers were there. They were lined up against the wall. The choir was there. The praise team was there. Lady Betty gave us a welcome in there that you had to feel. She said if nobody else was there, the Holy Ghost was there. And the Holy Ghost was there. We're expecting the Holy Ghost to be there tonight.
And we're going, I understand we're going to be putting it on the blog line tonight. But thanks to God, those of you that are sending your pledges, those of you that sacrifice, there is something special in store for you. And we want to encourage you to continue to do this. But most of all, if you can get there tonight, get there tonight. It's Founders Night, and there is something special in store for you tonight as well as tomorrow night at the one-night old-time revival. God bless you, Dr. Johnston. Thank you.
Wonderfully said and wonderfully put. Thank you, Sister Gina, and thank you, Dr. Stern. Amen. All of you on the line, we praise God for you. I mean, get your prayer request ready because I want to pray for you in just a few minutes. God bless you. I can thank God for it. Again, to Lady Betty, who did such a wonderful welcome on last night.
You're fading out, yeah. Dr. Johnston.
And can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Johnston. Can you hear me?
I can. Go ahead.
This is Charlotte from 816. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Dr. Stern.
Good morning.
I just wanted to get my praise report in. I'm not on mute. Thank you, the Lord, for last night. I just want to follow up with Katrina real quick. Dr. Fenora said something that really, really touched all the way to the back, even outside in the hallway. He said we need to realize when there is a convention, the biggest name that is in the convention is Jesus. That just floored me because we're always looking for the big names naturally, the Jakes or the Paula Whites or whoever. But the biggest name was here, was Jesus. And that was after Lady Betty did the welcome and said who she met was the Holy Ghost. So I just thank God for the two entwined, husband and wife, together. So I just thank God. That's my praise report today. I just thank God. I know everybody else noticed that too, but I just noticed the little nuggets, as Mother Johnson used to always tell us about those little nuggets. So that's my praise report for all of you who couldn't make it, how the two husband and wife was entwined with Jesus and the Holy Ghost. That's what the convention is about, and that is what sending up a billion praises is about. That's my praise report. Sister Lucille, you look just like I thought you would look. Beautiful, beautiful. Keep on keeping on, girl. Have a good day, everybody.
Okay. Sister Charlotte, you were there last night?
I was. I had to leave. Oh, I had to get my children. I'll be here tonight.
Oh, my God. You should have came over there and just spoke to me anyhow. If I had known who you were, I would have went to you.
And amen.
Praise the Lord. I sure would have got up. I have no problem. I would have been in order. Amen.
Let your thoughts off the air. God bless you. Let me get a couple of prayer requests. Somebody who needs prayer this morning. That's what we're talking about. Up again, tell us your prayer request, and we'll try our best to get prayer for you. Anybody need prayer? If so, the line is open to you anyway.
Praise the Lord.
Go ahead.
This is Pastor Smith, area code 870, and you all just pray traveling grace over me. I'm going to push my daughter out the door. Hallelujah. I've decided I'm going with or without her. I'm coming. And I'm packed and ready, and they put the keys in the door in about 5 minutes, going to Little Rock, Arkansas. And I decided I'm going to drag her out the door. Hallelujah. She put it on me. Amen. But I'm ready, and I will be there. Dr. Stern, you sound just like me when I first got there the first time. I'm so excited. You all have just pushed me a little bit further, and I am on my way. God bless you.
What? I'd stay excited if I hadn't met you. That's my spirit.
All right. All right. Anybody else with a prayer request? Come on. Anybody else?
This is Sister Christopher, area code 901. I want to do an unspoken request for some family members that are seeking jobs and having problems on their job.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen.
Okay, on job. Right. Anybody else with the prayer request?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To Mother Johnson, just keep me in your prayers, my finances.
All right, Mother. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Evangelist Gloria Ellington here. My twins that I had kept for so many years, their mom passed suddenly. She was about 40 years old, and the father asked me to come and pick the twins up. They are 8 years old now. I kept them from birth to 6 years, and now I had to pick them up yesterday, and I was trying my best to get to Walmart yesterday, so and then the storm and all of that, and then I didn't have all your information, so I had to check, and I'm trying to get there, but my son is going to help me babysit today, and so I will be freed up to make it to Walmart today. Pray my strength in the Lord with these twins, 8-year-old twins. The mom died yesterday, had a, I think it was an overdose, but God is able and God knows.
Yes, thank you. We will be in prayer for them. And, anyone else with a prayer request?
I want to pray. I haven't heard, this is Charlotte, I haven't heard Jennifer. I know our tag team with Dr. Pfeiffer. I haven't heard from Jennifer in a while from New York. And I haven't heard Mother Peterson all week. So I just wanted to lift them up and for GMAP, all three. Thank you.
Okay. GMAP, Mother Peterson. All right. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Are we ready to pray? Amen. Dr. Pfeiffer, are you there? Can you pray this morning?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I am.
And I'll close out. Go ahead, Mother.
Father God, we thank you right now. We repent, O God, of all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Even before we come to the throne of grace, Lord God, we repent of all unrighteousness, all iniquity. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on your people right now. We pray that you bless, oh God. Hallelujah, that you hear the cry right now as they call out to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for them in your name. We ask that you would bless our leaders, bless the convention, bless those that are at the convention, those that are on their way, those that would love to be there, and those that can't come. Bless, 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 oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you for the connection. Thank you for the bonding together, first fruits in Jesus' name. Bless our leader and strengthen them, Lord. In your mighty name we pray. Bless Sister Christopher right now, the people, oh God, that need jobs, those that are on jobs and are seeking peace on the job. Touch, glory to God. Heal, oh God, hallelujah. Let it break out of praise on the jobs in Jesus' name. Even through first fruits, Lord Jesus, let a praise break out on everybody's job in your mighty name. While they're driving, while they're walking, while they're talking, oh God, even while they're shopping, Lord Jesus, give them a praise on their heart in your mighty name. Bless Mother Johnson from Indiana, oh God. Look on her finances, Lord Jesus. Continue to increase. Continue to bless. Continue, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Stir her pure mind. Bless her pastors in Jesus' name. Look on Evangelist Ellington right now. And Lord, we ask so special blessing for those children that just lost their mother in a devastating way. And we ask right now, Lord God, that it would not affect them emotional, physical, or spiritually in Jesus' name. Ha, na, na, ha. We rebuke the enemy that comes, oh God. Hallelujah. Death is an enemy, and we rebuke the enemy that comes to hinder. In Jesus' name, we rebuke it, we rebuke it, we rebuke the pain, the strain, the stress that comes with death in Jesus' name. And we ask right now that you will allow those children, Lord God, to grow up in the nurture and the admonition of your word in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let them be planted and rooted and grounded in you, Lord Jesus. Let them forget those things that are behind and reach forth unto those things that are before them in Jesus' name. Let no weapon formed against them prosper. Hallelujah, because we bind the enemy We bind the enemy from the front door and the back door. Glory, glory, glory. We bind the enemy in Jesus' name. Even though, God, hallelujah, the enemy is trying to hinder, even though we're having a good time, we bind the enemy in your mighty name. And we bless you right now. And we thank you, oh God, for this prayer and praise convention. Thank you for every soul, every participant, every child of God. In Jesus' name, look on us right now in your mighty name, oh God. Let your anointing flow. Let your anointing, hallelujah, manifest, oh God. Your authority, hallelujah, that is in this convention, in our lives, and upon our lives, and upon our leader, oh God. Bless in Jesus' name we pray, and we glorify your name right now. You are our Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah, and we praise you right now. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glory,
thank
glory,
you.
Huh?
God would thank
glory,
you. Thank
glory,
you.
Glory.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory.
I want everybody on the line. I want to open up the line. Let's give the Lord some show enough praise before we get off the line. The line is open to anybody who wants to praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Praise Jack.
Praise the Lord. Glory to the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to the name
of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for answering prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Hallelujah to your name. Bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.